have you here?
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's marvelous having you here, too. And I wanted to ask you, would you give all the information about the piece we just played?
This was the Scherzo by Johannes Brahms. Brahms is one of my favorite composers. That's why I decided to start with this piece. And yeah.
And you're going to be playing Brahms on the concert, too.
Yes, the Brahms Violin Concerto. Yes.
Which is a gorgeous piece.
Yes, it is.
It is just, it happens to be one of my favorites. And tell us what that piece means to you.
Well, the last time I played this piece, I was literally half the age. I was 16 years old, and I hope I matured a lot more since then. And you pay attention to a lot of different things when you're older, and more details. You try to follow the composer a lot more. When I was 16, I was probably focused too much on the technical parts. So I'm very glad I'm doing it again. Thanks to Mr. David Peake, the conductor.
Yes.
It was his choice to do the Brahms.
Yes.
I gave him a couple of choices. I suggested also pieces like the Glazunov Violin Concerto, Khachaturian, Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto, but he said, let's do the Brahms, and I'm very glad he said it.
Well, it's such a lovely, warm piece,
yes.
You know, and I love the warmth of your sound. I think that's the thing that struck me first when I heard you play, just a lovely, warm singing sound. And, you know, I think David has a wonderful ear and a wonderful, what's the word I want? He's able to sort of match that performer with the program and just make it really become magic. So
yes, definitely.
Have you had any rehearsals yet with the Town and Country Orchestra?
Yes, we had one rehearsal. We are going to have the next one on Thursday.
Marvelous. Now tell us when all this is going to be. This Sunday, right?
Yeah, September 2nd at 2 p.m., correct?
2:30,
yeah.
I think.
2:30, I'm
2:30,
sorry.
Yeah. And that's going to be over at the Ridgeway Auditorium at the Principia, which is at 13201 Clayton Road in Town and Country. And the Town and Country Orchestra never fails to please. One time they did a performance where there was all kinds of snow and stuff like that. And they were thinking, wow, is anybody going to come? And the crowd was great, and it was, you know, a lot of snow that we'd gotten that morning, and they came anyhow because they knew it was going to be just a fun experience, and David has a lot to do with that. How did you two meet?
We met, I think it was this year in April. It was a big event at the Two Hill mm-hmm. Concert Hall. We met through the organization Harmony for Peace. I actually work a little bit for this organization. I help them. I'm part of the organization for concerts, competitions, master classes. There at that event, I was helping organizing it a little bit, and I played for 5 minutes to demonstrate a beautiful Stradivari. Yes.
Oh my! Now you play. Usually you're playing on the Viom? Yeah?
Yes, Jean-Baptiste Viom is the maker of my instrument, correct, from 1874.
How long have you been playing it?
For 14 years.
Oh, my. Oh, my. How did you acquire it?
It is actually a pretty crazy story.
Great.
My family is a little
stories.
Bit crazy. my parents literally, they wanted to support my career, so they literally decided to sell the house and get me the violin. And yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It became necessary to play on a proper instrument, and they are very expensive. So when I was 18, I got that instrument, yes, and I'm very happy.
I would say your parents are committed to your success. That's really quite a commitment to sell the house. And
yeah, they have been very supportive from the beginning, I would say. They never pushed me to become a musician, but we had very limited access to classical music education, for example, where I'm from. So we literally moved to another city when I was 13 or 14. I don't remember.
I read in your biography that you actually had your very first lesson at the age of 5, and then you moved to Mannheim, and then to Vienna.
Yes.
And it seems that when you started at that young age, when did you sort of know that this was your destiny, that this was
so,
your heart, was what
first
you needed
of all,
to do?
First of all, I my mom tried to teach me already when I was 3 years old. I wanted to play so bad when I was three, but I was very, very small, and the teacher was a little bit afraid to start at this young age with me, so he made me wait. I'm not sure if it was the right decision, but I recently actually found recordings of mine when I was three.
Did you? And
yes.
What did you hear in them?
It was not so bad, actually. I was surprised. Just first position pieces, very simple things, playing with my mother. My mother is an amateur violinist. Uh-huh. She was taking lessons every week for fun, and I saw her take lessons at home. Uh-huh. When I was three, and I couldn't wait to start myself. And I was very upset when I was not allowed to start until I was five.
Did you start with a smaller instrument, like the Suzuki sizes? And
Yeah. I think it was a 1/16 or something like that.
No, they're so tiny, aren't they?
Yes, and I was a very small girl. So
Now, your heritage is Japanese and German.
Yes. Correct.
So, is your mom Japanese?
Yes, she is Japanese.
Neat. How did they meet?
In college.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Well, you grew up then, of course, in Germany. When did you come to the United States?
I must have been 23. Mm. Yeah, I already went to college for 9.5 years in Europe, and then I was planning to come only for a year. I promised my parents I will be back for sure after 1 year. I just wanted to see the U.S. with my own eyes, and I had a full scholarship for a year, and I promised my parents I will be back, and then I ended up staying.
Oh, well, one promise that just kind of got welched on then. For those of you who may have just tuned in, I have the pleasure of speaking with Julia Meinert, violinist, and I'm sure that in Germany, you're called Julia, yes?
Yes, Julia, correct.
Julia. So, and she's going to be appearing with the Town and Country Orchestra this Sunday, and that's September 2nd at 2:30 p.m. at the Ridgeway Auditorium at the Principia. You had brought a couple of recordings here, so I think let's listen to another piece here. You want to play the Beethoven for them? Shall I play the Beethoven for them?
Maybe the Beethoven can go in the end.
Okay, yeah. Certainly.
Maybe Strauss might be not
the Strauss.
Richard Strauss Sonata, second movement.
Yum. We'll hear that glorious warm tone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Julia, that was just gorgeous.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked
it. Beautiful. What lovely Strauss. I have the pleasure of speaking with Julia Meinert, violinist, and she's appearing with the Town and Country Orchestra on Sunday. And tell me about your partnership with this marvelous pianist.
Yes, the pianist you're hearing on all the recordings today is Professor Gerald Robbins. He is a very good friend of mine and fantastic pianist who did collaborate with a fantastic cellist, Piatigorsky, and he was the pianist of the class of Jascha Heifetz. And,
my word.
And yes, and most pieces we are playing together, he played also with Nathan Milstein, which is a little bit intimidating for me to play all these pieces with him.
I would think, but I bet he brings so much to it.
I learned so much about violin playing from Mr. Robbins. You never know who you learn from about even your own instrument. You can learn from a pianist a lot about violin playing. So that's the case with me, playing with Mr. Robbins, for sure.
Well, it's the same principles, just in different application. And, of course, with all these star-studded names, you know, that you've just mentioned here, how much he must have picked up as a collaborator and pianist, you know. And you can really hear that simpatico sort of flow between the two of you, really. Now, you guys just finished a really cool project. Tell everybody about this.
Mr. Robbins and I, we had a film shoot last summer in Austria. We were shooting mostly in Vienna, Krems and Vitus, which are cities near Vienna. We did a documentary about Viennese composers. It was mostly about Viennese composers, but there's almost non-stop music played by us. Music by Kreisler, by Brahms, by Beethoven, Richard Strauss. And it was also a project about playing a concert, a surprise concert for woodworkers in a wood factory. The owner of the company literally walked in with us and told the workers, "Stop working. We are going to have a surprise concert. We are all going to the concert hall." Yes, and it was a wonderful experience. I was first a little bit concerned because many of them never heard classical music before live. Oh. They have never been to a classical concert. It's about 2 hours outside of Vienna. Mm-hmm. It was really a small village, and I was worried about playing a whole program for them, and it was very nice. We were asked to play 4 encores in the end, so we couldn't have been that bad.
Wow. What was their initial reaction when they were... I know you said they were surprised, but after your first piece, what was their...
I thought that they really seemed to enjoy it. We also had very little children sitting in the concert, and they looked very fascinated. It was very nice to look at.
Oh, that is so interesting. And the owner just said, okay, we're going to a concert today.
Yes, everybody, of course, looked a little bit shocked at the beginning.
I'm
but
sure.
Then it was a really fun experience. Yes.
What a marvelous boss he must be.
Yes, he is.
I love it. Now, this movie, there are a couple of little excerpts that if our listening audience wants to see it, there are a couple of excerpts that are there. And there's also a different performance of a Faust fantasy by Wieniawski with you playing. But just simply search your name, Julia Meinert, and it's J-U-L-I-A M-E-Y-N-E-R-T. Meinert, actually.
Correct, yes.
And just go ahead and search that, and it'll pop right up with these YouTube videos. Now, will we here in the United States be able to see this movie when it comes out?
I hope so. First, it will be played in the theaters in Vienna. It should be next month. I don't have the exact date yet, but we are planning to contact movie theaters in the U.S. as well, so hopefully it will happen.
That's it. Not only am I speaking with a fabulous violinist, she's a movie star. Now, personally, because you have worked with, of course, with Gerald Robbins as well, but you're a pianist, you're accompanist, but also you have attended scads and scads of master classes with all sorts of just luminaries within your discipline. Are there any particular pieces of advice that have just sort of been like a beacon star for you that have just really meant worlds to you as far as being a performer?
What I noticed over the years is, so first of all, I was influenced by a couple of different schools. For example, the Old Russian School or the Galamian School or also the Viennese tradition, since I lived in Vienna for almost 7 years. So I had lots of different influences by very big masters. Most of the teachers I had were trained in Moscow at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory. That's the biggest influence for me. But I'm from Germany, so of course I was exposed to the German style of playing works by Bach, Beethoven, things like that. And then, but I had for a while lessons by teachers who were following the Galamian method. Mm-hmm. And then I had some mentors who are members of the Vienna Phil. I had for over a year a teacher who was the first concertmaster of the Vienna Symphonic. So I have very mixed influences.
Which is great, because that gives you your unique voice.
Which keeps also changing, I believe, through playing with Mr. Robbins. I also started listening more and more to people like Fritz Kreisler, who I barely listened to growing up. So I guess, especially recently, my playing has been very influenced by Fritz Kreisler. You might hear it, I don't know. So I had so many different ideas, so many different masters from different backgrounds. So I was a little bit confused for a while.
Sure.
Because they are all fantastic. They all sound wonderful, but everybody holds the bow in a different way, holds the violin in a different way. The style is completely different. Yeah. So my conclusion is that there's not the right way to play. Only you can actually know what's right for you, because some people play a piece in one way, some people play it in a completely opposite way. It's beautiful as well.
Yes.
There's not the way. Some people might believe there is only the right way to play Mozart or whatever composer. I don't believe it. So you can know what's right for you.
What resonates within you.
Yeah.
But there again, that becomes your unique voice. I would imagine you're a very effective teacher. Tell us about the thing that you did a couple of years ago with the Italy masterclass.
Oh, that was a project I was running by myself, actually, in near Venice in Italy. It was a very beautiful villa in Rovigo, about 1 hour from Venice, and I took my American students there, and we all traveled together, and also my chamber music students, lots of piano students, and yes, we spent 10 days there together. And we had a wonderful concert in the end. It was a very intense program. Everybody had one solo lesson and one chamber music lesson every day. Very intense.
Excellent.
Yes, I believe in intense summer camps,
but, you know,
with
when
lessons
you
every
get
day.
That sort of total immersion thing, you learn so much.
Oh, yes.
You really do.
Yes.
Wow. And so how did your students respond to all this after all was said and done?
I think they loved it. It was also very intense, as I said, but it was a very beautiful private property with all organic food. Everything which was served was grown there, and we did have some beautiful sightseeings. And yes, I mean, we were surrounded by really beautiful nature, and we went to Verona, we went to Ferrara, beautiful places, we went to Venice. Yes, whenever there was free time, we did these things as well. So it was not just stressful.
Not just stressful. Well, you know, there's stuff beyond the music, but that all informs it, you know, and to be able to immerse yourselves in that had to have been just delicious.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say once more to our audience here, I'm speaking with Julia Meinert, or I should say Julia Meinert, a violinist and marvelous violinist, by the way, appearing with the Town and Country Orchestra this Sunday, September 2nd at 2:30 p.m. And the Town and Country Orchestra is conducted by David Peek and a good friend of both of ours. And this is going to be at the Ridgeway Auditorium at the Principia, which is at 13201 Clayton Road, which is in Town and Country. And come, you will not be disappointed, because she's playing the Brahms violin concerto. And that will be just tremendous. I'm really thrilled to meet you. And when your movie comes to town, I want you to let me know so we can let our audience know.
Of course.
Where it's going to be.
That would be nice, yes.
It would be wonderful. And anytime you're coming back to St. Louis, so come back, sit
yes,
down.
I love
Let's
St.
Talk.
Louis. I'm already in love with St. Louis.
What do you like about St. Louis?
Well, I must say, I'm sorry to say, but the beer is really good.
It really is good. We are a good beer town.
And the parks are beautiful. And yes, I love the architecture, actually.
Oh, yeah. There's a tremendous amount of varied architecture here. So many different influences. Actually, architectural students come here to study.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, yeah. Yes.
In 1904, when we had the World's Fair, there are some homes that are down like on Lindell Boulevard and things like this. And there's the finest craftsmen in the world had built these homes, you know, and it was actually most of them predated the World's Fair, but right there on Forest Park. And there's just such a tremendous wealth of architectural richness here, truly.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, and you like architecture too. What a neat lady.
Yes.
I'm so glad we had the opportunity to meet and meet the audience too. So, well, would you like to say any other one thing?
Not especially.
Not especially?
No.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for being here and for making our audience get a little glimpse into your soul and into what you do and the beauty of your playing. And I think what we'll probably do is play out. We had talked about maybe playing out with the Beethoven.
Yes, yes.
Would you set that up for us? Tell us what we're playing.
It will be the third movement, the last movement of the Beethoven Sonata number 8 in G major. Yes.
Okay. Julia Meinert, or Julia Meinert, whether you want it German or English. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It was a big honor to be here.
Oh, it has been my honor, I assure you. And here we go with some Beethoven. Thank you. Is the beautiful playing of Julia Meinert. And again, this Sunday at 2:30 at the Principia Auditorium. And it ought to be a fabulous, fabulous concert.